I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kids who survived the earthquake in Nepal are at especially high risk now. With most security personnel involved in rescue and recovery efforts, it's easy for traffickers to scoop these kids up and sell them into the sex trade. India partner Sarah Sparks.
The need is so immense right now. This is almost a great opportunity for these people that are traffickers, where they prey on these women that are so desperate for any sort of help.
India Partners has a Christ-centered safe house for trafficked women and children. You'll find the details at our website. Landslides from the latest Nepal earthquake are cutting off roads to main towns, and it's complicating aid efforts. Strong aftershocks are also hitting, and people are staying outside because they're afraid of the collapsing buildings. Fortunately, Baptist Global Response teams are already in place because of the April quake. They're acting as the hands and feet of Christ by meeting physical needs and starting reconstruction. But as they work, they need your support, whether it be through prayer or actual giving. You'll find links and prayer requests at our website. And Vietnam wants the world to know they've changed over the last 40 years. The country's economy is on the upswing, but it's really not all peachy.
On the other side, there's still a great deal of persecution, a lack of religious freedom. And the reality is that Vietnam is one of the few remaining countries in the world that follows the communist ideology.
That's Tim Murray of Open Doors USA. Communism breeds fear of anything associated with Western culture, including Christianity. And this fear is the root of Christian persecution in Vietnam. Pray for the church to be sharing the gospel in spite of the pressure. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.